Ah, welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. We got another pair of Brad Paisley tickets to give away. As country star Brad Paisley is coming to the War Memorial Auditorium in Fort Lauderdale this September. And we got another chance for you to win tickets. Got a pair of tickets today at 12:20 p.m. We will give away those tickets at 12:20. It's a Live Nation show, so be on the lookout. Bolo for the Brad Paisley tickets, or I guess be on the listen out is the way to do it. Still a bolo, but listen instead of look. So we got that for you. Unbelievable. Training camp for the Dolphins is underway. It looks like the first day is actually in the books because I see Devon Achane at a podium right now.
They get done pretty early when it's hot like this.
I don't blame them. So it looks like they've wrapped up day one. Travis Wingfield from Dolphins.com. He gives us some notes. He said, I thought the rookies popped. Jacob Rodriguez got his hands on two passes, including a pass breakup from Ewers to Atwell over the middle. His range and coverage was on display. That's mustache for the football, dude. That's it right there.
They were talking about how the all of the linebackers were going to play.
Mm-hmm.
And isn't Rodriguez kind of built like who was the that went to the Vikings?
Van Ginkle?
Ginkle. Yeah, isn't he built like him?
I don't know. I haven't really thought about it.
Because he's not a small dude.
No, he's not. He's not like Zach. Like everybody compares him to Zach, but he's not like Zach's height.
No, but that's what I'm saying. He's more built like Van Ginkle. So who's to say they can't use three or four linebackers and go to more of a 4-3 look and put him at a rush in?
6'1", 235 is his listing.
6'1"?
Yep.
Oh, I thought he was taller.
Andrew.
Well, nick's that. Van Ginkle's like 6'3", 6'4", right?
Yeah, Van Ginkle's a Viking, dude.
Yeah.
6'4", 240.
Yeah.
Van Ginks. But his big thing is he's always around the football. Like that's Jacob Rodriguez's thing. Travis writes, Caleb Douglas and Kevin Coleman, the rookie receivers, had explosives from Malik Willis. Douglas is the receiver from Texas Tech.
Hey, wait till Teddy get him. When they get the pads on, then Teddy get him. You know who Teddy is, right?
Hmm?
Jam. Yeah. Oh, Jam. You wait till he gets some hands on
for this every year.
I'm telling you, Vlad, the rules out there change when you get hands put on you.
I'm going to give him a plus one. Anytime you can get a guy reference is always good.
Twitter AI, by the way. Gronk. I asked, who is currently the fastest white guy in the NFL? And it says Dylan Thienemann from the Chicago Bears, their rookie safety, ran a 4.35 40-yard dash at the 2026 NFL Combine.
But that's this year. As a safety?
But here's the problem, Leroy. We have to – there's got to be some things, you know, things need to be talked about. Now, because I was looking at who's the fastest, you know, notable – white player entering the NFL, and they said Bryce Lance. Bryce Lance is related to Trey Lance. So.
Oh, you got a sprinkle.
So if the sprinkle.
The sprinkle gave him like 5/10.
So what I'm saying is, if you're mixed, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
It can go either way.
Hey, that's why Tyler Johnson could dunk.
Oh, could he ever? And we were all stunned. He's like, hey.
Yeah, but he told us.
We didn't even ask.
Mix, right?
We didn't even ask Vlad. He just showed up to the interview before we sat down with Leroy. And he's just like, hey, I'm mixed.
Oh, he just told you out the gate?
Yeah, he just told us we didn't ask.
Get it out the way. So before people start prancing around the question.
I bet Leroy owned Hammer Pants. No, them Z Cavaricci's, baby. I don't know nothing about that.
I know. I do.
According to, I got another camp update on Michael Penix. He says it might be another 4 weeks before he gets cleared.
Before who?
Michael Penix for the Falcons.
That's the whole
training camp. That's the whole camp.
Tua.
That's right there, dude. You better get that back right.
How your back broke? Did he put on weight?
Can I just tell you, let me tell you part why Tua is a bad vet. I'm going to tell you this right now.
Damn.
Because I've gone and had a couple of days where I was sore, right? Either back or I bumped a shoulder or something or ankle. I can BS my way through a couple of practices.
Yeah, especially
and just tell the young guys to go.
And they can't touch you.
Right. So the fact that he not even like, you know, trying to like just get through it to not have this conversation. You see what I'm saying? Because if I'm a guy that they always say, are you always hurt?
Right.
Like, I'm not going to sit down for a boo-boo. I'm going to just try to get through it. Right?
Devon Achan speaking to the media. This is from Cam Wolf's Twitter. Devon Achan says his goal is to win the rushing title this season. He finished fifth last year. Achan says the biggest difference in Bobby Slowick's scheme this year is Slowick plans to run the ball more. He said, quote, I definitely like that.
Well, you know what? And I will say this, that there's only a handful of little guys that have played that can take that pounding, right? But it's not really taking the pounding. It's making it all year avoiding the serious hits. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, just – like, and we've seen it happen. We've seen, you know, young guys do it. Per example, like, think of Warrick Dunn, how long he played. Played on a physical team. But you wouldn't know that he was only 190 pounds, right? So there's, like, you got to learn how to play the style of football that enables you to do what you want to get done. Right. And I think that's the part that he has to learn. Now, I will say this. Ain't going to be a whole bunch of sideways running. Not with them mooses.
No.
So it's going to be a lot of off tackle traps, stuff like that. You got a center who's very mobile. So I wouldn't be surprised if they did some stuff with him pulling. So it's just a matter of whether he can learn to not, like, there's a difference in playing soft and playing cautious and know when you can and when you can't take that hit, right? You don't get extra points for being tough but getting hurt. You don't. Because all everybody going to care about is you can't play next week.
Leroy.
No. Absolutely not. I know what that look means, Vlad.
No.
Is it time for break?
No.
I want to hear it.
The Sun Sentinel has their first edition.
Oh, yeah. Stock up, stock down.
Stock up and stock down.
Is that? Oh, man. Are you ready? We need stock music. We need stock music.
Stock. Really?
Exciting. Wow.
That's Omar, right?
No, this is this Perk or David Feronis? This is David Feronis. Okay. Sun Sentinel.
Shout out to David Feronis.
Stock up.
Shout out.
Linebacker Willie Gay Jr. started off camp how he did last year, making plays in practice.
Willie Gay Jr. is like the training camp all-star.
He really is. Yeah, he's like so a training good. Camp. After being a standout his first camp with the Dolphins, Gay made the biggest play Wednesday, picking off a pass with one hand.
Ooh, wow.
All right. Stacked linebacker room.
So he Odell the interception?
Ooh, yeah.
Leroy, you heard that?
Yep.
He one-handed intercepted a pass.
Yep.
Vlad.
I know you hate
this. I'm going to tell you right now.
Ooh.
You better stop.
Down the sideline. Down the sideline.
Vlad, you stop.
Willie Gay made the highlight play, breaking on a route on the sideline from his linebacker post, snagging an interception with one hand from QB Cam Miller.
Who?
There we go. Glad. There we go. Say it again. Who?
Cam Miller. Stock down?
Oh, wait a minute. Gotta be Cam Miller for throwing that INT. No?
No?
Stock down.
Is it somebody we know?
David Frost writes, if QB Quinn Ewers wants to push Malik Willis and give Dolphins management something to think about instead of just crowning Willis the starter, it wasn't a good start. He threw an interception to former Texas teammate Michael Taff and followed up by throwing a would-be interception that was dropped by Ethan Bonner.
That's why Ethan Bonner plays defense.
No hands.
Yeah.
Wow.
If we had
talking
a DB
about fast intangibles, a couple
if we
of them.
Had a D, no lie, if we had a DB that could catch in Minnesota, we would have been in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I'm sorry, man.
Or a kicker that could kick a field goal.
No, the ball got batted up in the air, and he tried the breadbasket and it went right through the wickets.
Dude, it's super exciting. This is so great.
Wow.
Football is back.
Now that's it? So those, that's it? Those
that's stock up, stock down.
Okay.
I'll see if anybody else has a version of it.
With no pads?
Well, the stock is the stock.
All right.
You don't have to buy it. You just have to watch the market.
I reserve my stock until somebody put a mouthpiece in.
Crazy.
I'd be curious to know, this is the honest truth, what guys make plays without pads versus the guys that make plays when we put pads on?
Yep.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because sitting here chirping about
– this is all DBs at wide receiver days, right? Like,
you know, yeah, you do some – I don't even know why we do 11 on 11 with no pads, to be honest with you. And I will say this. You're going to get an accurate assessment of stock – because Halfley said we tackling in
I like
camp.
It. I like it.
How you gonna know how to tackle if you never tackle?
Got to stay hydrated, champ.
How do a lot of these football seasons start? Running backs bouncing off guys because they can't tackle.
Take a break. We come back. We'll mix things up in the mixed bag next.